Okay, so let's talk to Gamar.
B'menis, mishalemis, mashenenis. So the Gemara says, "V'chame, how much exactly is that?" Abba Amid Mei Amir, Abba Amid Mei Sa'ir B'zo. So Abba says, "Mei Amir, Shemach L'Sarim K'tei Sviyosa, Einei Mishalem Loi El Adomim Sheyitzorach Lithim B'Kashim B'Tevin L'Achila." The Mei Amir, Rashi Amir is Tevin, Kashim B'Tevin, Kashim B'Tevin. The Amalei. In terms of nana, just because the bayim ate sarim, which is more valuable, more expensive, the bayim could say that's not my degree of hana. My degree of hana is based on how much I would have fed it. I would have fed it kash v'tevin. So that's rabba. But rabba says main sarim is zayl. The fish are yitzarim, you could sarim machalak in hayoyis alakila sarim. How much would sarim cost? But lo yitul kishab shibasuk. You don't have to pay market price. Dilma iul le meichel osarim ela bezoil. Dilma iul le meichel osarim. Maybe he wouldn't have given it sarim. But that's still true, even according to Rava. Rava agrees that he might left his own devices, might not have given it sarim. Nonetheless, he has to pay for the may sarim, but not at the full market price, because that's wouldn't necessarily have given him sarim. Ela bezoil yitay. Rather, he pays sarim bezoil. Can I mean it? Perek Mishameis, like the Gemara says in Mishameis, that the shear bezoil. Gemara says, what's the shear bezoil? Got me other halachas. The chazuza chashiv arba danki daim and shnei shlish adam. It's 2/3. It's a very sosim and Rashi. If there's a taina that he wouldn't have paid zayim, so why should he even pay the meis zayim bezoil? The Rabbi is right. What's the story to pay zayim? Miri, I think, says, I didn't see it inside, but then Miri, I think, says that, okay, we're talking about a person who presumptively pays Sa'irim. That's why Rava says you have to pay the May Sa'irim, Bezoil, but Sa'irim. And Rama's time is that, but maybe this time we would have given Kasher Tevin. But Rava holds that there's a presumption that he gives him Sa'irim. If he'll be a person who doesn't ordinarily give Sa'irim, then Rava would never say you have to pay the May Sa'irim. The reason why Rava says you have to pay the May Sa'irim is because generally you have to give Sa'irim. But Rav holds just because generally gave Sarim, he can tie it, but this time I would have economized. So that's the machlekes. Rashi's not mashma that way. Rashi's mashma that even according to Rava, there's a real Rava concedes that maybe he wouldn't have fed him Sarim. Mashma Rashi, not just that maybe this time would have been an exception, he wouldn't have given it Sarim. B'chav Dilma Iloi Meichel Sarim. Doesn't necessarily give his behemoth sarim. Nonetheless, he has to pay the meisarim. But since he doesn't necessarily give the behemoth sarim on his own, so therefore he doesn't have to pay the meisarim v'yoker or kishashe v'shuk. He has to pay the meisarim b'zoil. It's very not clear. What's the pshat on that? How does b'zoil make up for the fact that this is not what he ordinarily pays his gives his behemoth? The Gemara itself, I like Brahman Rashi, Brahman Gemara itself. What's the Nidin over here? And why only Rabbis is Bezoil? Why doesn't the Rabbis say Bezoil? Maybe it should be May Amir Bezoil. Why is only May Sa'ir and Bezoil? Yes, so in Rashi, there's a Hisyachus for that. He really gives his animal Kash v'Tevin. So that's why Amir, you pay Kashash v'Shuk. But Sa'ir is not what he usually gives his animal. So that, therefore, it has to be Bezoil. Rashi means a Hezber, but Rashi obviously being Hisyachus to that. That's Brahman Gemara. Why is only Amir, why is Amir not also Bezoil? This is interesting word, and we'll talk about it. Tani klosi derabba, tani klosi derabba, tani klosi derabba, shimni chayo emir, ein mishalem es elek demei amir bilvad. Tani klosi derabba, im nenis mishalem es mashen nenis, ketzat, ochle kave kavayim, of sayrim. Ein oimrim tishalim demeim, you don't have to pay the full value. El oimdim kama odim reisi lehachil behemti dover haroi lo apal pisha enei rogul. So they're only sair. It's the Michael Behemoth that Gaventach normally is sair. So even though he's not Rogel, Chayin the Bais is Mufurish that he's not Rava. I don't know what Meiri does with his Bais. Anybody have a Kibbutz? Maybe I make a mistake in the mirror. Never mind what I say about the Miri. Miri says something totally different. Can't rely on what you hear. I'll read to the Miri. Miri's on the Mishnah. V'nenis mishalemis masha nenis. Pirish. Even though Shen B'Shus Rabbim is Potter, but Masha Nenis you have to pay. So what does that mean? So he starts like this. Every night he gives his behemoth for supper a kav of sa'irim. The behemoth went and ate a sa'ir of sa'irim. It's an interesting thing. He's learning pshat in the Mishnah. Masha Nenis, the Gemara didn't talk about this. That it means he ate. He gives his animal every night a kav of sarah. Kav is a small measure. The animal went and it ate a sal of sarah, much more than he normally feeds it. It gorged itself on sarah. He pays not for a saw, because why should he would never give the animal a saw, but he pays for a kav. That's a normal supper. So that's number one. That's first of all a chiddush Miri, this pshat in the Mishnah. That doesn't say with perish in the Gemara, but he assumes that's possible pshat in the Mishnah. But the Masha Nenes means the normal amount that he gives, not the, you know, the animal picked out the Nisar, but that's not what he normally gives. Maybe it's not even good for the animal to eat so much. He pays the kav. The kav is Masha Nenes. For Pishu B'Gemara, She'afim lo yoyo rogu l'hachil sa'irim klal, ela teven oyamir. Even if he actually never feeds his animal sa'irim, he only feeds it teven. Meshalim le'mechir kav sa'irim b'zoil, he still pays kav sa'irim b'zoil. So he's fasting like a rabbi. Later on, he's passing like a rabbi, but he learns that the case of rabbi is that he normally feeds the animal kash v'tevet. That's like the lashon of the brisa. The lashon of the brisa. Afal pisha enoi rogel. He doesn't normally give the animal sayim. He's a very poor guy. He only gives the animal normally kash v'tevet. Nonetheless, rabbi says you have to pay t'mei sa'irim b'zoil because that's what the brisa is adover haroilo. That's the best food for the animal. So that's what he has to pay, even though that's not what he normally gives. But, Mishalim le'mechir kav sa'irim b'zoil. But Tzulema pochis mishlish michtei shovyo. At a third discount. Why? What's the svar? He doesn't give his animal sa'irim. He only gives his animal cash. So why should he be paying for sa'irim? Shano emrim b'chol odom ha'nimna milahachal sa'irim le'behemtai. We say about a person who doesn't give his animal sa'irim. The sa'irim is expensive. She'ilu yimtzu sa'irim b'zoil she'eskarnu, if he would find sa'irim at this kind of discount on sale, who noisin k'dei l'chasko, then he would give her sa'irim to make the behemoth stronger. If he would find sa'irim on sale, everybody would give the animal. Sa'irim is a better food. Ache tisboil olov karoy. I think that's a mistake. Ache tisboil probably should be ula karoy, so that it should be able to be soluble its burden, its yolk properly. words, everybody wants to give their animal seyrif. A lot of people can't afford it. But if the seyrif would be on sale, then they would give them seyrif. So therefore, even if he normally gives the animal only kash v'temen, but now the animal had a healthier supper of seyrif, so he's certainly happy that his animal had seyrif. But to pay seyrif, kashav shivashul, that he would never spend, so he doesn't have to spend it now either. But he has to spend what he would have. He has to spend the dinei seyrif b'zol, what he would have, the seyrif at a price that he would have been able to, he would have been willing to spend. And then later on in the Gemara, that's on the Mishnah. And then in the Gemara, he brings that in the Mishnah, I pass him the pay seyrif. But then he brings Yesh Chalukim Lifsuk Sheinu Mishalim El Demei Amir. Others are Chalukim, they pass him like Rava. That's Machlek Sheinu, pass him like Rava, who's the Rebbe, or like Rava, who's the Basar. What is the Demei Amir? Matsuleimer Mashadarki Lachilo Sheinu Tzorech Lekach Achshu. He means what he normally gives the animal. He normally gives the animal Kashu Tevin. And now he doesn't have to give it, because now the animal already had supper, so he doesn't have to spend it. V'meinei Roga Lachilo Letevin, Einu Mishalim El Putu Sheinu Tzorech Litun Letevin. Advarim Dirim Lusik Mei Sarim Bezoil. But I think that we should pass him the Meisar and Bezoil, like Rabbah Bechem Poskim Deilei HaMefarshim. Okay, so Meiri Taka says that the case that we're talking about is he normally only buys Kash for Tevin, so that's why you only have to pay for Kash for Tevin according to the Rabbah. But Rabbah says that he would have been willing to pay Sa'irim if he'll find it on sale, so therefore you have to pay. The net, the Hanoi is the Meisar and Bezoil. We have a similar thing in places in Bava Basra by the Sigur Makif and Nikif, which we're going to have on the face a little bit. The Gemara there also has a machlekes. In the case of Makif is Chaver and Megumah Ruchais, a person has a field and there's another person who has other fields around him. And the fellow on the outside built a fence, which is good for the fellow on the inside also because it keeps behemoths out. But the guy in the outer perimeter builds a fence, so it's good for the guy in the inner perimeter also. The Gemara the Bias talks about also in the context of the outer guy is building a fence anyway, but the guy on the inside is also nene. So how much does the guy on the inside have to pay after the fact for the... has to do with the sugya of nene. So there also there's a machlekes, what kind of fence do you have to pay for? He built a fancy stone wall, expensive stone wall. Maybe the guy on the inside would have built a lesser wall. How much is he nezen? So there's also machlekes. One madoma says you have to pay mei avonim, the price of a stone wall, and the other madama says to make kanim bezel. So then there's a taisa says why is made avonim is not bezel and to make kanim is bezel. So he said the pshat is that the madama says to make avonim holds that the presumption is that the inner guy would want a stone wall. He would also build if he was building a wall. He would also build a stone wall. He's nana for the price of a stone wall because that's normal to build a stone wall. Other madama, and therefore, why should he bezel? He's nana the price of a stone wall. That's the benefit that he got. Just a stone wall. But the other madama holds that actually you don't even need that. The inner guy can say, I'm not even nana the price of a stone wall. I really would be happy just to have a nitiusa barzuzo. I'd be happy to have a guy pay some poor guy to guard the field, which would cost very little. It was very cheap in those days. But so anyway, why pay to make kanim bezel? He says, because if he would find kanim on sale, then there's an umdun, that even a person who wouldn't want a wall at all, but if he would find a wall on sale, then he would put up a wall. So well, there also you see such a svar. That there's one madama who says, you better yet. The madamim, they don't parallel over here. Over here, the bezel is on the more expensive food. The demei amir is the cheaper food, is not bezel. The demei sa'urim, that's bezel. The Gemara over there, somehow it's the other way around. Because the Madomer, you pay the Me'ab on him, and that's not Bezel. The other Madomer says, the Mekanim, and the Mekanim already is Bezel. Tais explains, that's just a particular idiosyncrasy of the way the Madomer work. Because the Madomer who says Me'ab on him holds that a person would normally, we assume that he would have really built the wall of Avonim. So why should it be Bezel? That's what he was then, a wall of Avonim. The Madomer says, Mekanim Bezel holds that he wouldn't, not only would he not normally put up a wall of Avonim, he wouldn't even put up a wall of Kanim. He would normally just pay Nitiusu by Azusa, just pay some guy Azusa to stand there and chase people away. But since if he would find Kana Bezoil, he would be willing to pay Kana Bezoil, because it's a umdana, that anybody would find Kana Bezoil would put up the wall of Kanim. So the Melo, we could say that he's nene to the tune of Kanim Bezoil. So the particular, you know, Mad Omer over there, don't parallel the Mad Omer over here. But the svar that we find in the Miri, we find in Tosis as well. That even though this is not what you would normally do, you would normally just put up a Nitiusa by Azusa, just pay some guy to watch for Azusa. But if you would find Kanim Bezoil on sale, you would pay for Kanim Bezoil. So Mele, it's called that you would nene Kanim Bezoil. Well, Derech Zeh in the Miri here as well. You would really only pay, you would really only give the animal Tevin Vekash, because that's very cheap. But obviously, it's not so good for the behemoth. The behemoth's better to have soyer. It'll be soluble the oil better if it's stronger, has this nutritious food. But you can't afford it. But if you would find it bezel, you would do it. So it's called you would nene to me soyerim. It's called you would nene to me soyerim bezel. Had a Tysus, remember I mentioned yesterday, Tysus later on in Kufalik, when he talks about the dinim of nene. So Taisa says that Nene has to be Maisov or Maisa Behemtoi or Hanoz Gufa. You always have a Chi of Nene, you need Maisov or Maisa Behemtoi or Hanoz Gufa. So then we had a question. The Ksois asked, what about the Onsumel Pesamel of Gorne? You don't have not Maisov, not Maisa Behemtoi, not Hanoz Gufa, and yet the Gemara says you have to pay Elsa Mishashile. So the Ksois explained, the Rebbe Shimon elaborated, that it's two different worlds, two different ideas. There's one din achiv nene, which is a maisa mechayev. That's not only maisev and maisev behemtoy, or hanaz gufoy. Maisev would be like dor bechatzah chaver shlomi daikoy. Maisev behemtoy is mishalemes mashenenes. And hanaz gufoy is like tochav lechaver b'meisav bliya. Those are the gemaras about the nene. Mishtashle is a different word. Mishtashli is we have money in the bank because the tax collectors came and they took the truma instead of your money. That's a sure thing that you save money in the bank. So there I don't have to come out to the din of nene. Nene, maybe you're not nene because it's not maisav and not maisav behemtoy and it's not anel skufa. It's not achiv as nene. It's achiv mishtashli. It's mamani gavach. You have money in the bank that represents the moment of truma. It's kilo you sold the truma in order to realize that money. So I was wondering, how does Tosfos know, Tosfos Kefalov, who says that Maisiv Behemtoi is an example of Nene, how does Tosfos know that the Chiv of Mishalemish Mashanetis over here is for Nene? Maybe it's a Chiv Mishtashile. And if it's Mishtashile, I don't need Maisiv and Maisiv Behemtoi on those Kufa. Because the Maisiv, you have to give your animal supper. Now you don't have to give your animal supper, so you save money. So why does Tosfos and Kefalov is Mashma, Mikitsur, maybe I'll start the other way around. I'll ask you guys a question. The chiyuv of mishalemish mashenenis, what it says in our Mishnah, that you have to pay mashenenis, the animal ate somebody's sayurim or whatever, you have to pay mashenenis. Is that a chiyuv nene, or is it a chiyuv mishtashile? So Tosfos Kefalov seems to imply that it's nene. But this is the source for Tosfos' statement that the chiyuv nene is maisav by maisav bemtu. Who's maisav bemtu? Is mechayiv as nene? Maybe over here it's Hals Mishtashile. Mishtashile is a different thing altogether. There you don't need not Maisav and not Maisav Behemtoi and not Hanos Gufay. Mishtashile is a different concept entirely. So how does Tosfos know that the Mishalem is Mashanen is that you have to pay for the Behemoth Hanos is Midin Nene? Maybe it's within Mishtashile. So I thought that maybe the answer, yeah.
It's not.
Well, Tosfos wants to prove from this Gemara what the nafkamina is, that you only save mishtashile if you're definitely saving money. By yochel esanis l'moshul, there's no mishtashile.
No, but here, if we
said mishtashile. Oh, what would be the nafkamina in this particular case, if it's mishtashile or if it's nene? I don't know that there has to be a nafkamina in this case. But if you want to use this case as a proof that in general, maisav behemtoi triggers a chi of nene, how do you know that that's true? Maybe for nene, you need maisav. Maybe maisav behemtoi is not a chi of nene. It says over here you have to pay mashenenis. Maybe here it's only within mishtashile, and there'll be nafkaminas. What if the behema ate and I was not mishtashile, but I was somehow nene? Yeah, in the case of the behema, maybe it's hard to imagine a case. The nene is that I saved money. you're right. Fundamentally, you're right. I'm not sure that I have enough kamina. Because by a behema l'chayra, every nene, I'll show you in a second, maybe enough kamina. But at face value, you're right. It's hard to imagine. We're going to imagine in a second. But it's hard to imagine at first glance a case of nene by a behema that's not mishtashlik. By a person, it's easy to imagine. I had a chocolate cake, so I was nene. But it's not mishtashlik because who said I would have had the chocolate cake? Yochel is anis. Or even stam, I ate chuma. Right? I says, eating chuma is not mishtashlik. Yochel is anis. But you're nene because you weren't mishtashlik. So you're nene, but you're not mishtashlik. By a behema, it's not the way. The hanov of the behema is not the behema hanov. The hanov by achilas behema, the hanov is not that the behema had that the behema was happy. The hanov is that the bialim were happy. Why were the bialim happy? Because they saved supper. That's what made the bialim happy. So every net by achilas behemtoi, every nen is also mishtashile. So you're right. It's not immediately obvious what's the nafkamin if I call it nen or if I call it mishtashile. But nonetheless, Tosis is defining the parameters of Nene, and he says Maisuv and Maisuv Behemtoi Oyanos Gufoi. How does Tosis know that Maisuv Behemtoi it works me the Nene? Maybe Maisuv Behemtoi works me the Mishtashlei, and Mishtashlei is certainly a different kind of concept that doesn't need neither Maisuv nor Maisuv Behemtoi nor Hanos Gufoi. Like you find by Onsa Beis Hamelach Gronoi, where you don't have neither of those three, but there's still a chiyuv Mishtashlei. Mishtashlei is money in the bank; it doesn't need your Maisuv to be Mechayev. So who told Tosis that? Then Maisa Behemti over here is working within Nen, and maybe it's working within Mishashile. So I thought that in a Chanami, Lemanda Omar Dmei Amir, according to Rabbah, that you only have to pay Dmei Amir, Kashra Tevin, so in a Chanami, that might only be within Mishashile, because that's what you saved. You were going to give the animal Kashra Tevin, and that much you don't have to pay. No, so then in a Chanami, that's Mishashile, and from that place it had no riot. But the Manda Omar said, Mei Sarim Bezoil, has Mesorim Mizol Mishtashile? You're not saving the Mesorim Mizol. You would have given the animal Kashra Tevin. Money in the bank, you're only saving Kashra Tevin. So why do you have to pay the Me'amir? Like the Me'iri says, like Tosis and Baba Basra, the Me'iri elaborates over here. Because the Mice, if you would find Sorim on sale, you would be happy to give the animal Sorim on sale because the animal is stronger when it eats Sorim. Like the Me'iri hears that. It'll be soybel, it's yog better. The animal will work better if it gets soyer. So you can't normally afford it. But if you could afford it, if you would find it bezoil, then you would give the animal soyer. So if we're asked, so therefore Rava says that's what you have to pay, the May Soyer Bezoil. That's not as Mishtashile. Because that's not money in the bank. You didn't save the May Soyer Bezoil. You wouldn't have found the May Soyer Bezoil. The money that you saved is the money that you actually have spent. What you would actually have spent was Me'amir. But nonetheless, we can say that that's what you were nene. But now you have a better animal, a stronger animal, and you would be happy to do that. At this price, you would be happy to have that. But the Me'la, that's your shir, that's the shir of Hanoh. So from here, Tosis saw that Achilles Behemtoi is Mechayim, not only within Mishtashli, but it's Mechayim within Nene as well. And now already we have a nafkamin also between Nene by Behema and Mishtashli. This is the nafkamin. Mishtashli, you can't be mechayev because I wasn't mishtashi. I wasn't marviach dmei sarim bezol. I was marviach dmei amir. But als nene, you could pay dmei sarim bezol. Maybe we could even say it. This is mamish speculative, and maybe that's an akudas hamachlokes. Maybe Rabbah who says you only pay dmei sarim, you only pay dmei amir. And that's Mei Sarim Bezoil. Maybe he holds a Maisa Behemtoi is not Mechayev in Nene. Maybe he's holding Mechayev as Mishtashile. Maybe that Tosus who says that Maisa Behemtoi can be Mechayev in Nene, maybe that's only Rova. Maybe that's Gufim Machleks and Rabban Rova. And that certainly doesn't have to be. Maybe Rova just doesn't agree to the premise that you would have spent the money on the Sarim Bezoil. You don't have to make it such a big Machleks. So that's one shita. Shita Samiri, Mufurish, fits very well with Tosfos and Bava Basra. But Tosfos and Bava Basra not talking about this Gemara. But that the case is that it's a person, the case is that he feeds the animal, generally speaking, he feeds the animal Kashra Tevin. And that's certainly the money that he's saving. But Rava says you have to pay the meisah or bezoil because that's what you would have given the animal had you had the option. And translating that, mishtashula is amir, but the hana is the meisah orim. Is the meisah orim bezoil. That might work in Rashi as well. Rashi's also mashma that he doesn't actually feed the animal so. What he actually feeds the animal, or at least what he can say that he would actually have fed the animal. Maybe's mashma, we know that this is the only is the animal attached with heaven. Rashi's mashma, not that we mamish know, but we have no right to. I'm waiting to make a real of a right. He can say, I give my animal kashvah to heaven. Or I would have given the animal kashvah to heaven. So what's the side of Meisar and Mizo? So we maybe Rashi means, oh, there at the meeting. Look, it's also in Rashi. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi doesn't say this in an Ansade. If he would have found Sa'urim, he would have bought Sa'urim. If he would have found Sa'urim Bezoil, he would have given the animal Sa'urim. Rashi doesn't quite say that. Rashi says, you don't pay Sa'urim Kishar Shibashuk, because maybe he wouldn't have given the animal Sa'urim. So rather you pay Bezoil. What did Bezoil help? So the Iri says, yeah, it helps because now you have an ansadi. It's ikka chosin in Rashi. But that's what Rashi meant. That if you found Sarim Bezoil, that this is an ansadi, that had you found Sarim Bezoil, you would have given the animal Sarim Bezoil. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi ought to say that.
Is there no concept of Nafui Sanos by Ruben Emo?
I could say there could be. The whole point of Bechel Asana says I was nene, but I wasn't my vehicle any money. But I behem a monoshof. If I would have not given the animal supper, then I'm not nene either. Because what's my hanok? I would have given the supper, so I'm not saving money. I'm not is that I'm saving money. So the Amis Halderach Neri, maybe we could say. We say that I wouldn't have given the animal supper at all, so maybe I would have had the animal skip supper. So maybe I'm not exactly mishtashile. But I'm happy the animal had supper because now it's a better animal. Yeah, I guess suppose you could say that.
Isn't the benefit from?
But it's hard to find a place where that's. First of all, I'm not sure that that's true because probably you have to give an animal supper every night. I'm not sure there's really an option not to give the animal supper. You say I'm not mishtashule because maybe I would have let my animal go hungry. You're not allowed to let your animal go hungry. So I don't know that that's a tie. I'm not mishtashule. I'm not really in my vehicle money. I would have let the animal go hungry. Well, we don't need it. The Miri says it was more simpler. It's not a tie that I would have let the animal go hungry. But I would have given the animal kashvah tevin, so I'm only mishtashle to the tune of kashvah tevin. But I'm nene to the tune of sa'ur. So that's the analogous thing. Or it's not exactly by a person, the hano is that you actually had good food. But you're not mishtashle because maybe you would have skipped supper. Right, by a person, when a person eats food, he's nene, but he's not mishtashile. He's nene because he had supper. But he's not mishtashile because maybe he would have skipped supper. That's the tesis in chulin. By an animal, there's no option the animal should skip supper. The parallel thing by an animal is that if the animal ate sa'irim, so you're nene to the tune of sa'irim, according to the Iri at least, you're nene to the amount of sa'irim bezoil. Because that's the benefit that you get. You get the benefit of sa'irim bezoil. Because you would have given the animal sarim had it been bezoil. So by you, that's a hano of sarim. There is a hano here of sarim bezoil. But the mishtashile is not sarim bezoil because maybe the animal wouldn't have skipped supper. You can't let the animal skip supper. But you would have given the animal kashvah tevin. So the mishtashile is kashvah tevin, but the nen is sarim bezoil.
Why, according to the meaning, would I not be able to say, as the mazik, if I hold it, I should say sorry. Why wouldn't I be able to say that I should be able to chayal l'varaya anything more than just kashrut heaven?
Because what Rav would say is that we don't need like Tosfos and Ansadi. There's an Ansadi that anybody would give. Tosfos calls it an Ansadi. The Miri doesn't use the words an Ansadi, but I think it's the same idea. That's an objective fact that may soir and bizarre, even that anybody the trade-off of soy and bezoil is worthwhile. You give the animal soy and bezoil, it doesn't cost you that much money, and you get a stronger behemoth. So that's certainly a benefit that anybody would be willing to. That's something anybody would be willing to do. It's just not usually available. You can't go out and find soy and bezoil whenever you want. So that's why, you know, so rich people just pay serum at the market price, and poor people give kashva tepen, and they have a weaker animal, and that's how it is, and the rich get richer, and the poor get poorer, and that's the way it goes. But anybody would give the animal serum if they could find the bezoil. So you wonder, how much was he nene? He was nene serum bezoil. But how much was he mishtashi? He was mishtashi kashva tepen. I think that's the pshat in the Meiri. And that fits very well with the Tosfos in Kuf Aleph, who sees in this Gemara, Zariah, that there's a chi of nene by a behem. How do you know? Maybe it's mishtashi. Yeah, I think that's where you were addressing. Maybe it's Yochel Lissanis, but I don't think there's Yochel Lissanis by Abraham. Yeah, that must be where you were coming from. How did maybe Pshat and Tosin Kufala that is the Yochel, that there's a Yochel Lissanis? So you only Nen and not Mishnah. Okay. So I'm saying in a Rashi, we could say Rashi is out there, but Rashi is a little bit sosal. It doesn't say this at Ansadi. So there's a Rashbam. There's a Rashbam of Abbasu, Kufna Bodum and Beis. I was talking about a case where somebody has to pay. It's one of these cases where somebody ate basar and thought that it was their, was entitled to think that it's their basar, and then it turns out that it's a sabloinus, the chasms and sabloinus, and the chuzbotu. But anyway, the case is that the people ate basar, and now they, turns out that it's not their basar. It turns out now retroactively that it's not their basar, so they have to pay for the hanok. So the question, how much do they have to pay? The Mebosa Bezal. And where they says how much the Mebosa Bezal is, it's a third off. So that's also one of these cases. That's Mazik, you don't have to pay because you ate in good faith. You're not a Mazik, you ate in good faith. But you thought the Shidduch Chazan, so it was your Bosa. But it turns out that actually, no, it has to be returned. So now you can't return it. But the Chosin sends Havlonis, he sent Matonis, and then the Shidduch was bottled. And meanwhile, they ate part of the Matonis was the behemoth. And so they ate it up. So they have to pay much. They have to pay for the hanok. So the Rashbam says, the Rashbam's explaining why bezel. Said the Rashbam. Well, he says why bezel. She beinyan ze machzirim shomin kol machzirim oichlim hanecholim mitchila shleg ledas chazor. This is the shear. Whenever you have to refund something that you ate, but at the time that you ate it, you didn't think you're going to have to pay for it, because you thought that it's yours, and now it turns out that you have to pay for it. So the shear is always bezoil. She'ilu hoya yidei she'tzorech la'achzir, lo hoya yoichel mishaloi. If he knew that he's going to have to pay for it, he wouldn't have eaten it. That's what he means. Lo yoichel mishaloi. Umi bezoil miyum achzir. But bezoil he has to pay. V'hochinami ochu gabi ochel mitoich ha'rechov v'mishalem es mashanenes. Likewise, that's like the Gemara says in Baba Kama, that when by Shem b'shus Rabim, Mishalem is Mashanenis, the may Amir bezoil or Yisoirim bezoil. So it says in Rashbam, first of all, it says in Rashbam, but this is a general rule, that every Nene is Mishalem bezoil. I mean, he has a strange lashon. He says, anybody who eats something, and when he ate it, he didn't think he's not going to have to be Machzir. He thought he's eating his own. And then it turns out that he has to be machzir, he has to pay for it, it wasn't really his. So the rule is that he pays bezoil, and he compares it to the case of Shem B'Shus Rabim. What does Shem B'Shus Rabim have to do with that? Shem B'Shus Rabim is after the behemoth ate it, thinking that it's his, it turned out that it's not his. The behemoth doesn't know one thing from the other if it were. So what he means is that it's a chiyuv nene. What these things have in common, these are all chiyuv nene. The person ate bezoil thinking that he doesn't have to pay for it. Turns out that it's not his, he has to pay for it. So he has to pay for the hanok. So Shem B'Shus Rabim, you don't have to pay as mazik. It's Shem B'Shus Rabim, but you have to pay for the hano. So he said, that's the klal gadol. When you pay for a hano, you pay bezoil. And he says, in Kos Ha Gemara, Dmei Amir bezoil, or Dmei Sa'irim bezoil. So there's several things here. First of all, You, he quotes the Gemara. That's not what it says in our Gemara. He has a bezoil in the Me'amir. Me'amir bezoil, like Me'sa'ir bezoil. So he apparently assumed that either it was Thursday in the Gemara, or he just assumes that Bezalel is going on both. Or maybe it's a careless error, but we don't want to entertain it. So Hasi's saying that everything is Bezalel. The Meimir is also Bezalel. That's number one. Number two, in regard to number two, in the logic of Bezalel. So in the Meimir, so what's the logic of Bezalel? The logic of Bezalel is that there's an Aran Sadi for Bezalel. So even though usually you give Kashrut Teven, but there's an Aran Sadi that you would have given Sarim if you would have found them Bezalel. Same thing Tosis and Baba Basra by Mekan and Bezalel. His explanation of Bezalel. Why Bezalel? Because there's an Bezalel creates an Aran Sadi. You don't normally give this. You wouldn't normally make a wall of Kanan, but Bezalel you would have. You don't normally feed your animal Sarim, but Bezalel you would have. So we explain, so therefore that's the amount that you're netting. Is that what the Rashbam holds? Can the Rashbam hold the way? That the idea of Bezalel is that it makes it an Ansadi. So therefore that's the amount that you're netting. Bezalel you're netting with an Ansadi. I don't think so. First of all, he says it at Amir. Amir is L'chara. Amir, you know, what an Ansadi? Amir is where you actually give your animal. You actually give the animal Kashrut Teva. Assuming that he learns that Amir is Kashrut Teva. Like Rashi, Rashi says Amir is Kashrut Teva. Amir is a Shtukul Mashman, Amir is not Mamish Kashrut Teva. Kashrut Teva is even less than Amir. So I don't know. But the Pshutoi, by Amir, there's no non Sadi, I wouldn't give the animal Amir. Amir is what you normally give the animal. So there's a passing that a non Sadi. Moreover, moreover, in the case of the people who ate basar, so what's the svar of Bezalel? What were we over there? What were they Nan Sadi over there? A Nan Sadi, maybe. What's the logic of an, what's the logic over there of having an Anan Sadi? What do I mean? Anan Sadi. Normally, I wouldn't have Bosa for supper, but if we find Bosa for Zoyl, I would have had Bosa for supper. So therefore, I'm Nene Bosa for Zoyl. That's how much I was Nene. I'm Nene the full bosser. In terms of Nene, I'm not Nene how much money I save. When you talk about a person who ate bosser and he has to pay us Nene, you have to pay for the money that you saved or for the hanah that you had. By behemoth, you're paying for the money that you saved. That's the hanah. The hanah is the money that you save. Or the stronger behemoth that you get, but not the physical pleasure. But by when you eat bosser, the hanah is the physical pleasure, like tocho lecha be'er. So you have to pay for the hanah. Hanah is the money that you saved. But hanah is the physical sphere. If I ate basar, I have an experience of eating basar. Well, why would that do? But when he's in an, I wouldn't normally have basar. Fine, you wouldn't normally have basar, but now you have basar. So you're like, you know what Yochel Asanis place said. Yochel Asanis, but now you're hanah, you were Masanis. So maybe I wouldn't normally spend on basar. But you had hanah basar. What does that have to do with that ansadi? Elamai, how much money you saved? Maybe Tosis means Mishtashli, how much money you saved? How much money you saved? You don't save any money. Yochel Asanis. There's a cheshbon that you're mishtashel every time you eat. If a person when he eats, we make a cheshbon that he's mishtashel. He says, "How come if you eat matnas kuni, you don't have to pay for the mishtashel?" There's a kashon chulun kufal. But how come by onsu beis melech grono? So we say you save money, so you have to pay the matnas kuni. But if you ate matnas kuni, you're potter because you're not mishtashel. Why? Fed place is why you're mishtashel. What do you mean? You save money. You didn't have to pay for supper. So Tosis says, "No, you didn't save any money. Yochel is anus." So you want to know how much money you save if you eat basar? How much money did you save? You didn't save a penny. Because Yochel is Sadi. How much were you in Nene? You were Nene Bosa. What's that to do with what's this Anan Sadi? Anan Sadi, you would have eaten Bosa if it would be on sale. The whole svara of Anan Sadeh only makes sense if we're being done how much money you saved, how much benefit do you got in the strength of your behemoth, maybe. If we know how much money you saved, we can talk about Anan Sadeh if you want. And, I mean, it's... Yeah, actually, it's a question of the Me'iri, now that you mention it. The Me'iri learns that Bezoil, the word of Bezoil, is taka because it's an ansari. An ansari that he would have paid, he would have what's Oren Bezoil. So that's the end of. So how does the Me'iri learn the din of Bosse Bezoil? That Chodir an ansari doesn't make sense.
And why can't we say that with Bosse's Hagdara of when we're not going to say Yachalis Hanos, i.e. that we're going in the Hanoshabo, that within that, that is, there's still a Mishtar Sheh din. So therefore...
But do you not Mishtar Sheh? When a person eats, there's no Mishtar Sheh at all. Otherwise, why would you eat Matmas Kuna? Don't you have to at least pay this up?
Because you could say Yachalis Hanos, but here you can't say Yachalis Hanos because it fits into the Hagdara of Mashanene. So once we're already in that Hagdara of Mashanene, there's still a Mamoni Gabbach aspect. And within that Mamoni Gabbach aspect, so that's how we evaluate the payment.
For the time being, I don't want to inject Mamoni Gabbach into Nenna, because Mamoni Gabbach is Mishtashua. And the Taisin Chulin, we had a lot of rice yesterday, that Nenna is not Mishtashua. It's a different word than Mishtashua. What's the difference between Mishtashua is Mamoni Gabbach? And Nenna is a Maisa Machai. We had the Raya from Matnus Kuna. Matnus Kuna, Nenna, there's no. Nenna Matnus Kuna, to be Nenna from Matnus Kuna, you're part. Because since it's a ma'aseh mechayev, you need to have a tefillah, like mazik matnas kuna, it has to be a teveh. The money gabach, you can't have other people's money even if there's no teveh. You can't keep the matnas kuna that don't belong to you around even if there's no teveh. Now from cotton shehizik is a rather potter. Cotton shenene is also potter. Shtashlin by cotton probably is chayev. The money gabach by cotton is certainly chayev. Halvod, the rosh pot is by cotton is chayev. And a lot of rayas. That Nen is not within the money gabach. That's gufu the chiluk in mish. No, it's not so close. We'll have to see later on if this has to be revisited. The are achayim that will learn that Nen is a kind of a money gabach. Then you have to know what's the difference between Nen and mishtashua. For the time being, and maybe for the duration, we'll go with Rav Shimon's havana. That Nen is not the money gabach. So what's the logic of having an anan sadi by Nen? Hold on a second. I'm trying to revise things a little bit. What I thought you have to say is that the Rashbam holds that Nen is always Bezoil, and it has nothing to do with Anan Sadeh. It's just a rule that Nen always pays Bezoil. The Tashlumi Nene, which are not voluntary, I didn't think I have to pay at all. The Tashlumi Nene, you can only collect from me at the cheapest price. Since I didn't choose, you know, when you go choose freely, you choose the market price. But when you didn't think you have to pay for the bus, we're coming to say no, you have to pay for the bus. We're demanding that you pay for the bus. We're demanding that you pay for the hanot. So to speak, I have the right to say, all right, I'll pay for the hanot, but at the cheapest price that anybody gets it for. You know, at the lowest price that's around. So at the lowest price that's ever around, even on sale, why should I pay more than that? Like, I didn't want to eat this bus. I didn't think I had to pay for this bus at all. Now you're giving me a bill. Fine, but don't charge me restaurant prices. You're giving me a bill, so charge me wholesale prices. But I'm not sure that it's maspik. The Me'iri says that Bezoil does work with an Anatzak. So how does he explain the Dinah Bosa Bezoil over there? The Me'iri doesn't say this far. The Me'iri thought if Bezoil just worked, but that's always the rule, and then there's always Bezoil, then he didn't need his whole Anatzak anymore. But it said, Poshut, that the Me'isorim, your Nenisorim, you have a stronger animal, so that's your Hanoh, the Me'isorim. But Hanoh, Nen is always Bezoil. Maybe he doesn't want to say that way. He says, no, the way it works is because it's an ansadi.
You could say that the cases are just different at the moment, because what I thought Rabbi was saying in the case of the Rashbam, that he thought it was his own meat. So if he thought it was his own meat in the first place, then he was clearly prepared to pay for it, and he knew the quality of the meat he was about to eat.
I don't know, didn't he? He thought it was a present. He thought it was a present. It was money that the Chosin sent to Kala. It was Matonis that the Chosin sent to Kala's family. Then it turns out it was Shidduch Zoyz. He thought it was a Matonis. So fine, somebody says you'll steak for supper, so you'll eat it. But you'll eat it. That doesn't mean that's what you're willing to pay. So why is it Taka Bezoil? I forget. So why is it Taka Bezoil? Elamai, because maybe there's this other svara that since that every nena pays Bezoil, because you could taina, you know, why should you charge me the going, you know, charge me the cheapest rate that's around? You know, you're coming at me to pay. So then you could have said the Me'iri didn't need the Anan Sadi. I think I'm not sure what to do with this, but maybe you could say Alderich said that even my nene, so saying nene is not in my mind. Yeah, exactly. Yes.
In the case of the
Bosa,
they're not
dealing
with contaminant.
What?
The main boss in the case of the Rashbam was dealing with contaminant, which is not higher than my seat.
Right. I can't hear you. What is it?
Gave him the contaminant, which is not, so you have to give him the contaminant, which is not as well.
Right, that's also Gemara. So the same thing, in effect. So that's a chiyuv nene. Why is it Bezoil? Yes, same thing over there. What?
The
no, oh, no, they're not katanim over there. Yinich le'magim parashula. Misham me nebos to Bezoil. They're not katanim. Forget the Gemara says if they katanim the potter. They're good one. B'chen gabi yinich le'magim parashula. That's Gemara Ksuvah Lamed Aleph. I think that Gemara is talking about Gdolim. Ketanim and Apotim from there. You can double check whether that Gemara Ksuvah is funny.
It's all because the Hanoi, it doesn't matter how much. The fancy steak versus the not fancy steak, the only difference is going to be the taste, not the amount that it fills you up. The Hanoi here that we're talking about is the Hanoi becoming satiated, not the Hanoi of the taste that the fancy steak gives you that the other one doesn't.
Wait, who says it was a fancy steak? Or who says it was basa?
Or a more expensive one.
So maybe you could say, it's not so far from what you said. Maybe you could say, that even although it's true that nene and mishtashli are two different worlds, mishtashli is the money that you saved, and nene is the hanoh that you had. But it's also true, and we'll see going into the sugya of nene v'zeh lechaser, that nene has to be a hanos moment, meaning it's not the money that you saved, but it has to be a hanoh that has a certain the hanoh has to have moshul hadar b'chaser chaver shloim yidaito. So the Gemara says that it's only called nene if you're a gavra to over the mega. If you're a person who normally pays every night in the hotel, and now so then when I live in somebody's house for free, so that's cool that I had hanosma. That's cool that I was nene. But if I don't need a place to sleep, I have lots of places that I can sleep for free. Then sleeping in somebody's house for me is not called nene. Why is it not called nene? You have a nice bed. You have a nice so why is it not nene? It's not hanosma. The hanoi is a hanoi that has a monetary value. It doesn't have a monetary value. If you can't put a price on it, then it's not called that you're a nene. Yeah, it's not because you're saving money in the bank, but it has to be something that has a price. So the muscle, you know, and the same thing with the tochel chamei v'beis ablia. It's a hano because it has a price. People would pay for it. You would pay for it. So again, yochel esanus. You're not saving money in the bank. Yochel esanus. But the hano at least is a hano that you would pay for. You'd be willing to pay for it. If you wouldn't be willing to pay for it, you're a gavra de obed lemega. You never pay for a place to sleep. So by you, sleeping is not a hanos moment. So maybe what the Meiri is saying is that when you want to be mechayim mifanena, so you have to determine, well, to what extent is this a hanos moment? I don't give my behem sayrim. So when I give the behem sayrim, that's so to speak, or when my behem ate sayrim, so yeah, it's very nice that my behem ate sayrim and now I have a happy behemoth, but by me, Sa'urim is like a gavra de le'ovid lemega. I never pay for Sa'urim. So maybe that's not called by me a hanos moment. It's nice for my behemoth, but it's not something that I would ever pay for. I'm feeling my way, but it's not exactly like gavra de le'ovid lemega. Gavra de le'ovid lemega means because he usually gets it for free. Here, it's not the chapter, he usually gets Sa'urim for free. So that is, as he usually doesn't buy Sa'urim. But maybe nonetheless, if I don't buy Sa'urim and I would never buy Sa'urim and I'm willing to buy Sa'urim, then by me, Sa'urim is like Le'ovid Lemega. So it's not called the Hanos Moment. The Hanos Moment that I got is what I would normally, is the Hanos that I would normally be willing to pay for. So again, I'm going to keep stressing. I'm not Mishtashile because I'm not Mishtashile. Certainly not Mishashli, because that's for sure. I only give kash for Tevin. Hanon time is not even going to help for Mishashli. But it shouldn't even be Hanos Mammon. It shouldn't even be called a Nene, because it's not a Hanoh that I would ever pay for. So he said, no, that's not true. If it would be Bezoil, you would pay for it. So therefore, it's called a Hanos Mammon. At the price of Bezoil, it's called a Hanos Mammon. That much you're a Gavad Ovid Omega, so to speak. Maybe that's the pshat in the Miri. So maybe that could be even by a person. We want to know. You ate basa. Wonder how much were you nene? So maybe he also says an ansadi. Hey, I'm going to pay for basa. That's a posh, because I probably do buy basa, not bazaar. Right? I mean, the Rashbam's not saying that you only have to pay for basa bazaar because you never pay basa, but you never pay basa kashar shibashuk. That's probably not true. Most people probably do buy basa kashar shibashuk from time to time. I wouldn't right now have put Basser. So what? So it's not working so well. Not working so well. I don't know what to make of it. How does this Anansadi of the Niri, how does it work by Basser Bazaar?
So he has a
monthly
budget for
future,
so he would be talking
about it. I wouldn't have eaten Basser right now. So since I wouldn't have eaten Basser right now, so right now I'm like the guy with the Omega. You need an ansadi for that. Who says I would have had basa now? So you want to say I was nene because I ate basa? What was I nene? The physical happiness, the physical, I had a great taste. Great taste is not nene. Gavra de l'ovid lemega, that's not called nene. It has to be hanos moment. So how do you measure hanos moment? Well, you can measure by the money that you save, but that's already lezenu kari mishtashli. But there's lots of cases of nene that are not mishtashli. Yochel lesanu is not mishtashli. So how do you measure the hanos moment of food? And you can't measure how much money I saved, because I could have gone hungry altogether. So you want to measure how much I was nene. But the nene has to be a hanos moment. It's a little bit of a delicate thing. No, it's not the physical pleasure, because that's gavra de l'ovid lemega. That doesn't count as hano at all. It's not the money that I saved, because that's mishtashile, and the vayochel sanis is no mishtashile. We need to have something in between. It's a hanos moment. And I could have fasted and forgotten altogether. But if I had it, it's called that I had Hanos Moment. So maybe that's where the Meiri is injecting this Anansadi. The Anansadi makes it that when I eat Basar, maybe I wasn't planning to have Basar tonight. But it's Hanos Moment, because if I would find Basar Bazaar, I would have had Basar tonight. That's for sure. You know, even if I wasn't today I was going to have a broccoli for supper. But if I would find Basar Bazaar, I would have had Basar for supper. So Mela, at the tune of at the price of Basar Bazaar, I could have been Yochel Esanus and not Mishtashile. I could have just gone hungry. It's not money in the bank. But the Hanoah has a it's a Hanoah's moment to the extent of Basar Bazaar. actually, let's tackle the Havana really in the Mi'ui. That's a Dover Chodesh. I think that would work very well. And that could be Pshat in the Rashbam. That's what the Rashbam is saying. That when you eat Basar, that you weren't necessarily planning on eating. You ate it because you thought it's a Matana. But you didn't know you're going to have to pay for it. So but you're paying us Nene. So to what extent, whenever you pay us Nene, says the Rashbam, you pay Bezov. Because that's the rule. Nene pays Bezov. Yeah, with the Niri Zan Ansari, but now it's a different Havon in the Niri Zan Ansari. It's not Stam that, you know, the Niri Zan Ansari, I thought it was like a. The Niri Zan Ansari is by a behemoth, so there I thought it was posted, you know, how much did the Bailim, how much would the Bailim, you know, when the behemoth eats, how much of the Bailim are Viach? When the Bailim are Marviach, well, Marviach is Mishtashu, they're only Marviach Kashvet Teben, but how much of the Bailim Nene? The Nene, well, they have a stronger behemoth, so that it would have. So there I understood the Miri's more easily. Now we're applying it to people, Basa Bazal. So the Miri takes out a different complexion. The Havana now in the Miri is, for the Hanot to be a Hanot's Momon, it has to be measured Bazal. The Hanot's a Hanot's Momon to the extent that it's Bazal, because Bazal you would have wanted to have this Hanot. So that's what the Rashbam says. Whenever your Nene, maybe that's a Tosefes Havona, even in the words of the Rashbam. The Rashbam says, anytime you're eating and you didn't think you're going to have to pay for it, then it turns out you have to pay for it, so you pay Bezel. And he says, Kamoy Shem B'Yavir. What's this Halavichos? So you should say, Nene pays Bezel. So that's Mesubli Taimel. Why should Nene pay Bezel? There it says, Nene pays Bezel, because since you didn't think you are going to have to pay for it, so maybe you wouldn't have, maybe it's not called the Hanos Mammon. Because you're only eating it because it was free. Maybe if it wasn't free, you wouldn't eat it. So maybe it's not called the Hanos Mammon. No, but Bezol it is Hanos moment. Because Bezol you would have had it. You would have bought it naked if you'd eaten it. So it's Hanos moment to the tune of Bezol. Again, not Mishtashta, Yochel Sanus. But Hanos moment it is at the tune of Bezol. And it could be already, you know, the Rashbam, I'm running out of time. The Rashbam quotes our Gemara that it's the Mei Amir Bezol or the Mei Sa'arim Bezol. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, "Dmei Amir, or Dmei Sarim Bezol." It doesn't say Amir Bezol in Rashi. The Rebbe, the Rashbam, says it very clearly that the Amir is not Bezol. The Rashbam quotes Amir Bezol. So, yeah, so the passage is Machlekes. Rashi learns Amir is not Bezol, and the Rashbam also, even Amir is Bezol. It says Bezol by Sarim, but Amir is also Bezol. It could be that the Rashbam is Lavdafka. That's Stam Labdafka. You can't just say there's Rabbi Labdafka, you know, and just get away with it. But maybe it's Labdafka in the following way. That the Rashbam is saying there's a general rule that Nen is Bezer. So it's by Bosser is Bezer, by the Gemara over there, by Sublinus, and in the Gemara by Hashem, which is Rabbim is Bezer, because Nen always pays Bezer. Grana Amir is not Bezer. You know why Amir is not Bezer? Because Amir is not Nen, Amir is Mishtashile. Because that's what you would have actually fed the animal. So the Amir is talking Mishtashile, that's not Bezel. That the Rashbam over there doesn't want to get into Mishtashile. What does Mishtashile have to do with this sugi over there? That, so what the Rashbam is talking about is the din of Nene. So he says, Nene is always Bezel. Nene is Bezel over here and in Baba Basra. Nene is Bezel in Ketzel Eregel by Shen Mishasarabim. And he quotes the Gemara about the Meisar and Bezel. So Beretzef Advarim, he says, the Mei Amir Bezel also. It's Lav Dafka, I don't know. Shit for the lishna or something, it's lav dafka. But the lav dafka is because it really is always bezoil. No, it's, you can't just say it's lav dafka. It says in Agamara that bezoil is a special din by Sa'ir, it's not true by Amir. So you can't say a general rule that every nen is bezoil. The answer is no, it is a general rule. Every nen is bezoil. Grada Amir is not midin nene, Amir is mishashile. That already there is Rashbam of Avasar is not nachos. He quotes the Gemara over there, what he needs, what he's talking about, he's busy with nene. So he says, in the case of the red, what do you find just from the nene? That nene is bezoil.
I mean, obviously the Rashi and the Rif don't have to agree, but the Rif in our Gemara has to maybe a result in the Dvei Sorbism.
Rif also says may Amir Bezel. Yeah, he probably had. I guess you're right. Yeah, the Rif Taka has may Amir Bezel. Probably the Rif holds. Probably the Rif probably was Geris, maybe the Rif is Geris Bezel and may Amir, and could be the Rashbam also. It's hard to believe the Rashbam had a different gear than the Rashi. The Rif could have a different gear. In North Africa, but the Rashbam probably had Rashi's gears. The Rashbam probably had Rashi's Gemara. Right. So to say the Rashbam had different gears than the Gemara, Kenzai could be. But I'm saying maybe you don't have to say that. The Rif himself probably holds that the Me Amir is Midin, and also it's not Midin Mishtashle. Maybe Mishtashle, maybe Amir is not Kashrut Tevin. I said that some Mishnah hold that the Amir is Mash, but Amir is not Mamish Kashrut Tevin. So maybe Amir is also Bezer. I think in Rashi was also geshmachtel in this way that Rashi says Amir is what you would really give it. That's mishtashle. So that you have to pay you not for zel. But Sorim is not what you really give it. But Yenene, because Yenene, the animal would eat better, the animal stronger. Like the Miri said, you have a better, it's certainly good for you for the animal to eat Sorim. So but Yenene always pays for zel. Why did Rashi explain that the pays for zel within an ansadi? That's not so terrible. If it was a local din over here that you pay bezoil, so Rashi would have to explain it. But it's not a local din, it's a global din, and Nene is always bezoil. So that much Rashi doesn't have to explain. Yeah, that's the rule, Nene pays bezoil. Why Taka does Nene pay bezoil? So that's the Rashbam of Abba Basri, says the Narikos. Maybe Taka means out there, but Rashi didn't have to spell it out because it's not local. That's the rule, Nene is bezoil. So what Rashi's saying is, Amir is Mishashli, Amir is the full for the full price. But Sa'irim is Nene, Nene is bezoil. Okay. Yeah, tomorrow, next week, I want to start the Zenen and Zel Chaser. You should do the whole Sugar Zenen and Zel Chaser. You have to do the whole Sugar Rashi. And then you have to see the Sugar Baba Basra about the Taifa and Midas Lev. Taifa and the Tapa on the base brings the Gemara Baba Basra. You have to see that Sugar also.
To put it in the camp of Nene, you need a Maisa Chai. But why is it wicked in every way? Why can it also be a Mishkashi? Meaning the Yachal is Anus, you can't say in a Nene case. So therefore, we have Kosis Hagdara.